This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Thanks for joining us. Today, we learn about a board game that hopes to find solutions to gerrymandering. We'll tell you about a new group of climate scientists called Science Moms. We've got tips on how to get the best sledding experience. Plus, hear some music from a local blues musician who was a finalist in a national competition. 2021 has already been an intense year for politics, but it's about to get even more heated. With last year's census completed, it's time now for states to begin the process of redistricting. Over the last couple decades, redistricting has become cutthroat, as partisan politicians have used the process to entrench their own power through gerrymandering. Although gerrymandering has had a huge impact on our political landscape, it can still be difficult for people to understand its influence. Matt Petering hopes his game Districts can help change that. The game allows players to redistrict a state for partisan gain, and in doing that, better understand how the process can play out. Petering is the owner of Districts Games and an associate professor of industrial and manufacturing engineering at UW-Milwaukee, and he joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about his work.
Why create a game to explain gerrymandering?
Well, I think gerrymandering is a complicated issue that a lot of people in the general public perhaps may not be very familiar with. And if you can make a game to help people understand that, that might reach more people than just having a regular textbook that tells it to you on paper. And so I think sometimes by playing a game, you can feel a little bit happier when thinking about a complex topic such as gerrymandering, and a topic that a lot of people have a lot of differing views about and there's a lot of passion about. And if you have a game, that might be able to bring people together to understand it a little bit better and bring more people into the fold.
Gerrymandering is one of these issues that I think is bettered by having some visual representations, especially when you're talking about things like cracking and packing districts and explaining to people kind of how these processes work and how they play out in politics. When we're looking at this game, how does it help explore this issue in a way that maybe a lecture or conversation really can't?
The game, it's about strategy and skill. The game is not easy to play. There are a lot of possible ways in which you can divide up a state into political districts. And a lot of times when you just have a lecture on it, they may just show you one way in which it could be divided and that it was gerrymandered. But there are many, many ways you could divide up that state. And to play a game in which you are actually developing the political districts with your opponent in a competitive setting gradually, that gives you the opportunity to take a look at the choices you're making during the game. For example, in a move, you typically are assigning a small part of the state to a political district, and you may want to either say, okay, I want to pack my opponent's voters into few districts and focus on that, or you may want to say, I want to spread my own voters out into many districts. And certainly the decision-making that goes on during this game of strategy really is complex. And you have to think about, certainly those are two possible goals you could pursue in the short run in the game with the overall goal of controlling the most districts by the end.
So it seems like, yeah, the goal is to really rig the map so you're guaranteed a win. To you, how does that square with gerrymandering and how it plays out in real life?
When we think of gerrymandering, we often think about a single party that's in control of both the legislature and the governor's office in a state. And then this single party has total control over the process. In about 35 of our states, the legislature and the governor control the redistricting process. And if a single party has control over both the legislature and the governor's office, they can draw the map however they wish. So in real life, typically we think of gerrymandering as greatly exaggerating the power of a political party. Now, the game is a little bit different in that it says, why don't we set up these political districts by having the two parties play a competitive game against each other? So both parties are at the table and it's an alternating move game. One party makes a move, then the other party makes a move, and gradually you form these political districts. And so in this case, If both parties are good players of the game, at the very end, the map will be far less rigged than it would be if you had just one party in control. So that's where I think the game is an interesting idea that might actually be worth thinking about for redistricting in real states.
Well, and something that you've created beyond this game. So the game really explores, it seems, how gerrymandering is done, kind of the goals of gerrymandering, although, as you say, in real life, it can be even more rigged than you can really make the conditions in the game. You've also actually created software, which you started to create, it seems, before the game came to fruition. Tell us a bit about this software and what it attempts to do.
Initially, about 4 years ago, I was thinking about what can I do to make the world more efficient? Because as an industrial engineer, we're all about efficiency and productivity and increasing the efficiency of complex systems. And I did get thinking about our political system, which is arguably the largest system that affects us in our lives. My initial thought was I want to design a computer program that can create a set of fair political districts. And later on, in the process of doing that, in the middle of that, I had the idea, oh, I could also design a board game. But getting back to the computer program, that was my initial goal in doing work on redistricting. This computer program can automatically generate fair maps of Wisconsin's 99 state assembly and 33 state senate districts. These maps are legally acceptable in that the populations of the districts are nearly equal. Each district is a single connected unit. The districts look nice to the eye. Each senate district consists of three assembly districts. As well as the interests of minority voters are protected in accordance with the Voting Rights Act in both the Assembly and the Senate map. And so that's satisfying the legal requirements. But furthermore, these maps are fair in that the share of the districts that are expected to be won by each party is equal to the share of the statewide vote received by each party in recent elections. The computer program is essentially looking at the 7,000 voting wards in Wisconsin, and for each one, assigning it to one of the either 33 state Senate districts or 99 state assembly districts. Every time I run the computer program, I can get a different fair map that satisfies all of the above criteria for legality and fairness. And so the computer program was actually the first thing I started working on when I started thinking about gerrymandering. And it's actually the last thing that I ended up finishing. The board game was developed kind of in the middle, sandwiched in between the start and the end of the computer program.
But of course, as you say, Wisconsin is very close, whether it's a 1% of people vote Republican more often or 1% of them vote Democrat more often, it's still very close. And yet, of course, our legislature is dominated by Republican politicians.
Yes, exactly. And basically, a lot of political commentators do agree that this is because of gerrymandering. It happened back in 2011 and 2012 when they passed a law that was making the new set of political districts. And at that time, the Republicans did control both the state Senate, state assembly, and the governorship. And so when this happens, and this is happening in a variety of states, for both political parties. But when one party controls that process, they can draw the lines of the political districts so that it actually greatly exaggerates their power. It is possible for a party that only has a 50% vote share in a state to draw the districts so they win more than 75% of the districts.
Well, and of course, we've seen a lot of that happening here in Wisconsin, as you mentioned, around the country, in places like Michigan and Pennsylvania, after the 2010 elections, in which the Republicans used a strategy that is now, in retrospect, called Project Red Map, although it may have been called that at the time.
Well, yes, and that is really interesting to see how, in a variety of states, I believe, well, North Carolina is another one. Now, Maryland is actually gerrymandered in favor of the Democrats. It's very interesting to see there are many states around the country, I would say about 20, based upon the analysis done by one of my students, in which really the number of people in Congress that represent the state for each political party, it's really not close. It's not close to the proportion of people who support the two parties within that state. So we have a really big gerrymandering problem in about 20 states in the country, I would say.
When you're looking at the software, do you see this as something that states might pick up and try to use? Or to be quite frank with you, we know that these are gerrymandered states. We know that Wisconsin is a gerrymandered state. And it doesn't seem as though Republicans who have done the gerrymandering here in Wisconsin are all that interested in creating fairer maps.
Yeah, well, that's perhaps true. We do want to give them a chance to perhaps have a change of mind and think about the greater good. I think this has to do with how competitive is the United States in general internationally. And I think if we don't have a very representative legislature in many of our states or in the U.S. Congress, this might be affecting our international competitiveness. It's just about political efficiency. Are our lawmakers really responding to the concerns of our citizens? And so certainly, I think that is a concern that people may not listen. But when you have hard facts and data, have a computer program that can kind of automatically create fair maps, this does help the argument for fair maps, because it says a fair map is not something that's just some kind of a myth or that's really, really hard to do. Now, I do think the computer code is fairly complicated. It did take me a couple years to get that working. But now that it's working, it's pretty easy. I just click a button and, you know, out comes some data in a spreadsheet. And then I feed that through a visualization tool. And then I actually get a colored map that shows where exactly the districts are geographically in the state for that fair map. And so when you have the ability to do this, I think it does change the conversation a little bit. It's not that, oh boy, the fair map is, you know, really hard to do. It's like, boy, I can create 1,000 fair maps for you. And, you know, if we can do that in the computer, why not do that in reality?
Now, going back to the game, districts, when you're thinking about the people who are playing this game, what do you hope they get out of it? What is your intended message to these players?
Yeah, I think the game has a few audiences, which makes it kind of a neat type of game. It's not the typical game that the gaming community is playing, although certainly some people like a really challenging game of skill like chess or Go. And if they like that type of game, they will really like districts. Districts requires a level of skill and strategy that's pretty high. So you have the serious gamers who will like this game. I think anyone interested in politics will also like the game, because its theme, it just touches upon an issue that is affecting political life in 21st century America. Also, educators, students in political science and public policy or social studies in high school. I think a lot of students and teachers can get quite a bit out of the game to basically see how districts can be gerrymandered. And finally, I really do think the game really has a message for the political elite. I really think the game introduces a method for dividing a territory into a given number of political districts of nearly equal size, where size is a proxy for population. And so the game actually shares an idea with the world that we can make our political districts in a different way. We may not want to do it the way we've done it before, with letting just the legislature pass a law and the governor sign it to create our new maps. And perhaps some people may not be comfortable with the idea of an independent commission making the maps, because they still, even though it's supposed to be unbiased, perhaps some people still think the final result that the commission created may be favoring one party or the other. And if you don't like that, this game is the solution. The game says, we don't need any third parties. Let's get the two parties in a room and let's have them sit down and play a really difficult game of skill to decide the election districts in the state. So I think the game has quite a few audiences, and it's a little bit different than most other games that have come out recently, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Matt Petering is an associate professor of industrial and manufacturing engineering at UW-Milwaukee and the owner of Districts Games. He spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers.